My name is Arthur. I am 15 years old. Today is September 6th, 2019. I'm speaking with Christian, who is my friend, and we are recording in Chula Vista, California. So starting off, what is your name?
My name is Christian.
And what school do you go to?
High Tech High Chula Vista.
So the first question is, are you going to college?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an engineer that works on cars and mechanical stuff, so yeah.
Do you think you can achieve this dream?
If I work very hard, then yes. I will put all my effort into it.
How will your dream inspire others?
By achieving it, it can inspire others to make them believe that they can do what I can do, because it's possible to avenge any dream.
How are you taking steps to achieve this goal?
Well, I'm focusing on school first, and I'm waiting to finish school, so that way I can move on to bigger steps like getting jobs and then eventually achieving goals that I have in life.
What can you do to achieve these goals sooner?
Well, maybe just by staying in school first, so that way I can get my degrees.
What college do you plan on going to or want to go to?
Well, I'm planning to go to Southwestern College just for my 2 years there.
Uh-huh. And do you think you'll run into any problems in achieving your goals? If so, how can you avoid them?
I don't really see myself getting into problems, but if there was a situation where I did run into a problem, I would try to fix it. So pretty much it depends on what the problem is. So if I'm missing a lot of work, I will try my best to achieve it.
Who would you say is someone that has a legacy that you would want?
I don't really see anybody who has a legacy that I would technically want, even though all those people in the world are famous for something that they did. But other than that, I don't really have one.
You don't have any role models?
I mean, actually, if I had a role model just in general in life, it would probably be my mom. She achieved university from all the way to doctorate's degree, which is something I would probably want.
Is there anyone in the automobile industry that you look up to?
Probably... Oh, that's hard to answer, sorry.
Do you have any favorite race car driver or?
My favorite driver now is Ken Block. He's a good tuner. He's a good drifter, and I want to build the drift cars and also modify them.
Is that NASCAR or is that Formula One?
It's actually just I think it's his own brand, like Monster. He always has the Monster logo on one of his cars.
Okay, so how do you want your kids to remember you as?
As an inspiring person who just loves to make people feel like they can achieve their goals and what they want.
What do you think your legacy is now?
I would just think that my legacy right now is only step by step. So the first step of my legacy would be my school, or school that I go to. So it would be school, then work, and then life.
So, how do you plan on achieving the legacy that you want?
By simply just completing all the stuff that I need to finish. So school would be one of them.
Is there a reason that you want to be remembered?
Yes, because although most people just remember their old grandparents just as people who did a lot of the work, I want to be remembered as someone special who, you know, never backs down from any challenge, who always steps up to it, and I want people to remember me that, to that point where they could actually look up to me as a role model.
So what is your life's end goal?
My life's end goal is just to sort of just finish all the stuff that I've achieved or have been given to achieve.
But what do you want to achieve?
Probably just my work in the future. So if I have a job, I want to complete my work, such as probably being a mechanic.
What is your biggest regret right now?
I guess my biggest regret right now would be probably giving up on some of the tasks that people would give me, or like the teachers would give me.
Mm-hmm.
I would just give up on them and not do them because I feel like they're way too hard. That's one of my biggest regrets.
So what can you do in the future so you don't have more regrets? Or what can you do to improve yourself?
I guess have a little more confidence in me, so that way I'm always positive, and also I would always tell myself, hey, I got this.
So, how did you get introduced to the automobile industry?
Just like a general question.
Like, what made you want to become a mechanic?
When I wanted to be a mechanic is actually when I first started and got into cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it all started with one game, and then eventually I started looking more research into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I wanted to become a mechanic. I guess it would just be, I started off with one game. The game was called Asphalt 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I would always tell myself, wow, these cars are interesting. I wonder if I can fix one or build one.
Have you had any experience doing that yet?
No, not yet, but I would always, my uncle, who actually is a mechanic, he has an old car he's turning into a lowrider.
Mm.
So he would always tell me what parts like the car needs, and that would sometimes get me experience into the feeling of what he has to do most of the time.
Well, what car is that your uncle's working on?
What kind of car is my uncle working on?
Mm-hmm.
Like just his own car?
Yeah, that you said he's gonna turn into a lowrider.
Oh, I believe it was a 1968 Chevy Caprice. I think he recently got it.
So what is your favorite car right now?
I don't really have a favorite car, because most of the time if I did have a favorite car, it would often change.
Mm-hmm.
But my current favorite car would probably be a Nissan GTR R32.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 90s version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like that's the end. That's all the questions that we have.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.